Welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose in the Word of God. It's Monday, March 25. This is Jeff Klein with your weekly reminder to move your faith beyond Sundays. It's Holy Week, culminating in Easter, the biggest day in the history of the world. Because of the resurrection, there is hope. Sin and death are defeated, hearts are mended, the power of the resurrection allows for the blind to see, the lame to walk, and broken down places and lives to be rebuilt. But that's only true for those who receive the gift, who understand the news. Someone needs to let them know, let them in, help them understand. Someone who already knows has to be their guide, walk alongside them until the Holy Spirit reveals the truth to them. That's what happened with Jesus and his disciples. Look at the story in John. The following day, John was again standing with two of his disciples. As Jesus walked by, John looked at him and declared, "Look, there is the Lamb of God." When John's two disciples heard this, they followed Jesus. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of these men who heard what John had said and then followed Jesus. Andrew went to find his brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which means the Christ. Then Andrew brought Simon to meet Jesus. Looking intently at Simon, Jesus said, "Your name is Simon, son of John, but you will be called Cephas," which means Peter. Notice how Andrew is invited by John the Baptist, and then Andrew invites his brother Peter. One of our stated goals for ECRC this year is make one more invitation than you did the previous year. Easter is a great time to practice, to make your invitation, to enter in, to bring someone to Easter, to the Easter services at ECRC, knowing that they will hear the gospel if they come. Can you think of someone that you should invite this week to join you at the Easter services? It could be the sunrise service. It could be one of the 8:30 or 10 o'clock services. Bring them along, point them toward Jesus, and let the Holy Spirit do his work. Who knows? By the end of the week, we may have more people that understand the power of the resurrection in their lives. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, help us to respond. Help us to care enough about our neighbors to invite them, to show them, to point them to the Jesus that we know. In your name we pray. Amen.